Chapter 5, Brainstorm in Rainstorm. Plip, plop, drip, drop, rain, plitter, pattered on Kendall's umbrella as she came to the garden the next morning. When she looked up, she was surprised to see her friends already there waiting for her. Camille, Emerson, Ashton, and Willow sang to the tune of I'm a Little Teapot. We are very sorry, hear our song. We left your tools, so that was wrong. Now we will turn the good as new. Please forgive us, Kendall Do. Willa held out her hand. Come with us, Kendall, she said. We have something to show you. Kendall took Willa's hand, and in a soggy parade, the Wellywishers splish-splashed their way to the playhouse. Mud splash up on the backs of their legs, and rain fell outside their umbrellas like a gray curtain. Oh, gasped Kendall when they went inside the playhouse. Her friends had washed, dried, and polished the stuff from the tomorrow pile and lined it up along the wall. Kendall's tools were laid out neatly on a table. Kendall stepped toward the table. She hardly recognized her tools. Her friends had not only cleaned them, they had transformed them. The handle of her hammer was painted with jazzy stripes. The new cover of her notepad was decorated with ladybugs and flowers. Her tape measure was painted to look like a ladybug. The frames of her safety goggles were shiny and clean, and even her pencil had a pretty blue tip to match her scissors. Oh, 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 said Kendall, gently touching her hammer and her ladybug tape measure. How did you do this? My tools look even better than ever. And that's not all, announced Emerson. Ta-da! Emerson whisked Kendall's apron out from behind her back. Don't you love it? Isn't it wonderful? Yes, said Kendall, beaming. The apron was the most tremendous transformation of all. The girls had added cherry rickrack to the bottom hem, and best of all, a big flowery pocket to hold Kendall's tools. Emerson tied the apron around Kendall's waist. Willa put Kendall's scissors, pencil, notebook, and safety goggles in the big pocket. Camille hung Kendall's hammer in its special holder. There, said Ashton. Now you have the world's cutest tool belt. Thank you, said Kendall, admiring her new apron and decorated tools. You're welcome, said the girls. We're sorry that we messed up your tools, said Emerson. Do you forgive us? Oh, yes, said Kendall. Wholeheartedly, I love my tools and my apron. But, she paused, there is one thing that would make them even more wonderful. What? Asked the girls. Hammer. This, said Kendall, handing her hammer to Camille, her scissors to Emerson, her notebook and pencil to Ashton, and her tape measure to Willa. Now my tools are perfect because we're all using them together. Hooray, Willa said, waving the ladybug tape measure as if it were cheering. Let's go measure something. Yes, laughed Camille, making the hammer swing through the air like a seahorse. I'll come with you. Emerson picked up the mailbox and opened its door like a big mouth and opened it its door like a big mouth. Me too, she said to the ladybug and seahorse, as if the mailbox were talking. Ashton laughed. They're almost like puppets, she exclaimed. Kendall shouted, that's it! The other girls looked at Kendall. The only sound was the rat attack of the rain on the roof. I've had a brainstorm, said Kendall.
A brainstorm?
Asked Camille. Yes, said Kendall. You've shown me how we can give Miranda all the things we want to give her. How? Asked the other girls. Kendall said, you decorated my tools to make them pretty, like art, and now we can also play with them, like toys. Well, what if we do that with the stuff from the tomorrow pile? We could paint it to make it into fun stuff to look at or play with. Like animals, Camille burst in. Or homes for animals, said Willa. With pretty decorations, added Ashlyn. Or like puppets, explained Emerson, opening and shutting the mailbox again as if it were a mop. Right? She made the mailbox say.
Right,
laughed Kendall. Now you're talking, and all five girls ran to the pile of stuff and began choosing things to make for Miranda.